the rest of the story. What you're about to hear is all the more fascinating for what we do not know. We do not know, for example, why Henrietta tried to kill Johnny. I have some suspicions Johnny was quite a ladies' man. Around the time of his acquaintance with Henrietta Irving, he was carrying the photographs of five women in an inside coat pocket. To Johnny from Helen, from Faye, from Effie, from Alice, and a fifth photograph was that of a pretty woman who apparently wished to remain anonymous. It just said to Johnny with love. Women adored Johnny. One woman too many, apparently. The story of the attempted murder ran in the Madison, Indiana Courier, because it was in a Madison hotel room that Johnny was almost dispatched. He and Henrietta had been drinking. No reliable account of their conversation exists. But I think she got a peek inside Johnny's coat and saw the rogues gallery and exploded. I can hear echoing phrases like, "How could you?" But anyway, in any event, Henrietta stormed out of Johnny's room. Now, certainly Johnny was relieved, at least momentarily, but his relief was premature because moments later, Henrietta returned, her eyes glassy, professing that she had a gift for Johnny, and what she was holding behind her back was a knife. And before Johnny could react, Henrietta produced the knife and lunged at him. The intended victim threw up an arm to shield himself. Not quickly enough, the blade came whizzing by. Johnny turned away, saw his own face in the mirror across the room. It was dripping blood. His face was dripping blood. Now, for some reason, and again, we're having to imagine how we would fill in some blanks here because nobody knows why, but Henrietta, instead of finishing off her surprised and defenseless quarry, maybe she thought in disfiguring his face she had done enough. But anyway, she ran from Johnny's room to her own room, and there she stabbed herself. She intended suicide. She failed. The next day, it was May 10, 1861. The story broke in print. Thereafter, there was a lot of ugly gossip. Hoping to put the incident to rest, Johnny promptly left town. And in time, it was all but forgotten. And it would have been completely ignored by posterity, except for an unrelated something that occurred years later. But even if we could fill in all of the blanks after almost 130 years, the result would not be nearly so fascinating as the conjecture of how different history might have been had Henrietta Irving finished what she started. They were performers together, you see. They were co-stars in a play called The Apostate, in which Johnny had played the villain, and one imagines they had become involved in more than the professional sense until perhaps Henrietta discovered that the villainy of her leading man was not confined to the stage. And yet, whatever the motivation of this respected actress, one cannot help but wonder how your high school history book would have read had Henrietta Irving staggered into that Madison hotel room in 1861 and plunged her dagger into the heart of her lover. For he was John Wilkes Booth. Now you know the rest of the story.